95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Comedian Lewis Black coming up in minutes.
You want to say that again?
No,
that's pretty good.
I feel like the people got it.
Why do you do better now? You used to mess up so much more vocally that way back in the day.
Oh, it'll happen.
You're just all comfy or something.
There's
you don't care anymore.
I got a little bit of rest after I got fired.
That may I have helped. So. After 30 years.
May have helped a bit.
You'll relax.
I try to find a positive story about Ukraine as much as I can every day.
Right.
And this one is a hero vet.
Okay.
And Sluggo and I are both huge fans of animals, so a lot of these stories turn out to be animals.
It's funny. I thought you meant a veteran.
No,
veterinarian.
A veterinarian.
Yes.
Is crossing into Ukraine to rescue trapped animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
The 32-year-old Polish veterinarian, I'm not going to try and say his name.
Yeah, you start. Okay.
Launched a rescue trip into the war zone last week and has rescued around 200 cats.
Wow.
I mean, look.
He paused. He looked sad.
10 cats equals one dog. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. He got 200 cats and 60 dogs.
Wow. And man, that could not be easy. I mean, they got to be pretty freaked out. They can't find their home. They got things blowing up around them.
All those explosions. Yeah, it's got to be nuts.
Wow, good on him.
So he found goats that he's taking care of. He found a whole bunch of different. He had found a 2-month-old pygmy goat kid named Sasha.
Sasha.
And he funded this animal rescue charity when he was 17.
Wow. Nice, dude.
You and I were not anywhere near starting a charity when we were 17.
I was getting in trouble. What are you coming home at 4 in the morning for?
I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
That guy sucks anyway.
And runs a no-kill animal shelter in Poland, just 30 minutes from the border with Ukraine.
Wow.
So this has been sort of his life's work.
Right.
And now he's going into places that have been bombed and are war zones.
Wow.
And randomly, while there's, I assume, bullets flying...
Sure.
Randomly looking around for the pets that are left behind.
Oh, man. You know what? I haven't felt this on anything yet, but how do we support this guy? Is there some way to help?
It's funny you would say that.
Good.
Because people can donate, and I'll put up the link at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Nice. Perfect.
You can donate to this guy's cause. It's his no-kill animal rescue, and he has, like we said, rescued 60 cats and 20 dogs.
I'm a major fan.
Inside Ukraine.
Major fan of this dude.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome. So all those animals being rescued at
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
One of my favorite comedians of all time is Lewis Black.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And he joins us now on the show. Lewis, it's been so long since we've talked.
I know, it's been forever.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
It's a pleasure. I said the only person I would call at 6 o'clock. My time.
So how are you?
Every day, better and better. The rainbow is bigger. We become better. We become more of what I thought this country would be. We get closer together as a people. We have a deeper understanding of what life is all about. empathy. Empathy, unimagined empathy for each other.
Right.
Like I've never imagined
we would
share these feelings on a daily basis. Idiots. We're idiots.
We are idiots. That's for sure. Lewis Black, you did Thanks for Risking Your Life. What date was that?
March 13th, 2020.
Wow.
2 minutes before the shutdown.
Yeah.
So the first things Lewis Black says when he comes out is, thank you for risking your lives. Which really could have been accurate.
Comedy's dangerous.
And nominated for a Grammy for that as well. I don't even know when the Grammys are. Have you
April 3rd.
Won it or not?
I think.
Oh, yeah.
April 3rd. But now that with what happened recently, they may call them off. All award shows will be called off.
No more because of slapping? Slapping hazards?
Yeah.
That, I got to be honest, Lewis. That was the best thing I've ever seen. I loved it.
Well, but it was followed by the worst speech in the history of the Academy.
Sure, there's that. Sure, of course there's that.
I'm a vessel of love. It gave me eczema when he said that.
You are doing now the Off the Rails stand-up tour, and you are coming to Los Angeles October 15th at the Orpheum Theaters, and tickets are on sale now at lewisblack.com.
You know, question is, is Will Smith allowed in the crowd, in the audience?
He can, wherever, if he'll come slap me and it increases my ticket sales, yes.
All right, well, let's just say he is then.
All right, Bill.
Let's just say that's part of it. That's part of it.
It's unbelievable. When I found out that Chris's ticket sales has increased.
Yes.
And I'm like doing 5,000 radio shows. I said, somebody slap me.
I saw that too, that his ticket sales are through the roof.
Wow.
After getting slapped.
Yep. And I'm walking around with like a sandwich board.
It's a sexy sandwich board though, Lewis. To say that.
Very hot.
Tell me about writing in front of the crowd. Tell me about writing your act as you go.
Well, I've been doing it from the very beginning that I started doing stand-up. I mean, I used to tell stories. I tell stories, you know, it was one of those things. You're really funny. You ought to tell those stories. And then I kind of started telling them in front of an audience, and then I got, so I was already comfortable telling the story, and then I made the story when I got in front of the audience better and better and better. And then when I found that, I wrote things down, I worried more about writing, memorized when I was writing rather than really kind of, getting to the joke.
Right.
I was more worried about, did I say the right word? And I thought, they don't know what the right word is. And I really felt, and I really, and in the end, I don't know how, I broke into this thing very late. And I really was, I never understood how to write a joke, really.
Right.
But when I was in front of an audience, I knew how to get a laugh, which was, in a sense, the way in which I learned how to write jokes. And I love talk, and it's more fun that way. I mean, it's just, for me, that's the way I do it. Most any sane human being would write it down.
So you think that it kind of changes with the crowd itself, whatever vibe you're getting off the people in the audience that night?
Well, no, I mean, because basically once I nail it, I nailed it.
Right.
And but there's things like that came out, something I can't really say because it was so disgusting the other night.
Right.
I said something. No, I can't. Okay. Oh, yeah, well, I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said that I was saying that Dr. Fauci, I said, nobody wants that. It's the worst job you could possibly have. Everybody's, I hate him. Well, yeah, of course you hate him. Who do you want to have that job? Who would you like? I said, unless they had kind of a peacock that they could speak, that you weren't going to listen to anybody and go, oh, this is great news today. The only job worse than what is Dr. Fauci's job is the guy who has to douche elephants. So, I mean, that came out of nowhere. Because I was thinking, what is the worst job? Oh, douching elephants. And that... And boom, so now I got a new joke, and we moved on.
I love that that's how your mind works. I would have never thought of that combination. Now, I've seen you a couple times. Tell me about The Rant Is Due.
That's something that 6 years ago, I just kind of, we got, due to some folks we ran into, we had access to really being able to live stream the audience rants. I mean, initially it was starting as a Q&A, that the audience would send in questions, I would answer them, and then it grew into this thing where the audience could send me rants. So I do the show. After the show, I come back on stage with what essentially the audience has written as things that they're ticked off at. They're irritated.
Wow. Right.
And I now have thousands of these rants, and eventually I'm going to publish a bunch of the great ones, things that people, in kind of like order and sell them for charity. But, as now we're trying to, I'm trying to just really get out what it is that's bothering people. And what works better than, if you go to a town, who better to tell you about the town than the people who live there?
Yeah, true.
And
right?
It becomes, it's my TV show. So
right.
Nobody can screw with it. It's like a TV. It's like a 1950s TV show. It's
right.
Me standing in front of a microphone, holding an iPad, and reading stuff written by the audience.
Now,
I mean, it's they're the writers.
Now, with streaming, can anybody rant any time they want?
Because I basically take what they send in and I read it.
Oh, I got you. I got
you. But I put stuff aside if I don't do it, So I have all of these others that may not have been read. I mean, you know, that I haven't done live on stage. And so I've kept the whole vault of these things, and they're phenomenal. They range from, you know, pickles to the VA to why Canadian health insurance may suck, but it's still better than our right. health insurance.
Here's why you're a genius, because you don't sit down and write jokes. You kind of ad-lib your way through it and get some response from the audience and see what works and doesn't work. And now you're having the audience actually write your act.
Yeah. Well,
you're a genius.
It's not my act. It's not really my act, because it's really a whole separate show. It's a bonus show.
Right. No, I understand that.
But, and then they get a bonus.
But have you ever taken somebody's rant and worked it into your comedy show?
No, I'm not a pig.
Then you're dumb. I would do that every night.
Steal.
Come on, Lewis, for God's sakes. Be smart.
Be lazy.
I mean, and I find myself on stage going, literally going, son of a bitch, why did I think of that?
You can see Lewis Black again October 15th in L.A. at the Orpheum Theater, and tickets are on sale at lewisblack.com, where you can also buy FU t-shirts and the anger button and all kinds of other memorabilia from Lewis Black's career.
And you can join the fan club, the FU fan club. Which will allow you to basically get the best seats in the house without having to deal with scalpers.
Wow, that's fantastic. Because scalpers
It's the only way we could beat them, start a fan club.
Yep.
Then people yell, well, you're charging us to get the ticket. Well, schmuck, I got to have somebody do it. It's not just, you know, we're going to buy the ticket, but just nobody is there. It's no.
Listen, I love Lewis Black, one of the best comedians working today. Not necessarily for younger kids.
No.
Perhaps. But
Inside Out.
Yeah, that was going to say, except for, of course. One of my favorite movies from such a weird, weird, weird concept. And you were so beautiful.
You can see him October 15th at the Orpheum Theater. Get tickets at lewisblack.com. Lewis, you're the best.
Thank you, man.
Really a pleasure. You know, it's been too long, and I hope to speak to you again, and I hope everything is well.
Listen, when we try to put a feature someplace, it's plus or minus 30 minutes. That's the kind of give that we need.
Right.
Because we're not accurate.
Yeah, but look at the time. It's pretty much right on time.
Close.
Like 50 after for once, for
at
a change.
3:50. Yeah,
and 5:50.
We do People Are Dumb.
Yeah, man. It is a beautiful and wonderful thing. It sounds like this.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling!
A couple in Santa Fe, New Mexico, came home Sunday afternoon after a weekend away and found something unexpected. A man with an AR-15 rifle. Who had broken his way into their house.
Merry Christmas.
The homeowners actually caught him eating shrimp and drinking beer. How great is that?
So he wanders in with his giant
AR-15
and stands around in the kitchen for a while. No one to shoot. I guess I better see what I got to
drink. You know what?
Drink.
I'm hungry, and I can use a beer. The homeowner actually then, apparently they found out that he bathed.
Oh, man.
And took a nap.
Wait, so
while inside the home.
Had to put the gun down unless he took it in the shower with
him. No, it was in a duffel bag, yeah.
Stripped naked.
Yeah.
Got himself all cleaned up.
How are you not, as you're naked and you don't have your weapon, how do you not be nervous that they're going to come
exactly.
home any second?
Exactly. That's when people always break in when I put my weapon away.
Right, sure.
I'll ever, you know, and I'm showering
so
once
he
a year.
And took a nap. So he just fell asleep for who never knows how long. While inside the home.
Sounds like a fun fella.
The sheriff's report noted that the duffel bag with an AR-15 scoped rifle were next to the man, but instead of threatening the homeowners with the firearm, he was, quote, extremely embarrassed. What?
Wow. I've had a change of heart.
You need to pick a different line of work if you're extremely embarrassed. He said he was sorry for breaking a window to get into the house. And
This sounds like you. How many windows did you break as a youth?
Enough that my dad's insurance wouldn't cover me for that anymore. He dropped $200 on a living room chair as reimbursement for the window. Like, he did truly feel bad for breaking the window.
Wow.
Dropped $200 on a chair to say, you know what? My bad.
What about the shrimp and the beer?
I don't know.
And the hot water and the soap.
Broken window aside, the report says the theft totaled about $15.
Yeah.
So he clearly wasn't looking for money.
Wait a minute. Now it's not such a bad idea to have a guy with a rifle break into your house.
Before he left, the man also told the homeowners that his car had broken down about 100 miles outside of town.
Sure, yeah.
So he just walked 100 miles.
Yeah, well, that's why he needed the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Sheriff's deputies didn't find anyone near the property when they arrived, but they were patrolling the area, and there was an attempted carjacking. And so they went to that area, and they found this guy walking on the street. And they didn't know he had anything to do with the house. They thought he was the carjacker.
Right.
Because they never found the guy that broke into the house. So they pull the thief that's walking along the road. They say, hey, did you have something to do with that carjacking? He goes, no, but I did break into a house yesterday.
Wow.
He told them.
So he could have kept cruising.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Taking another shower at someone else's place.
He, per the statement of probable cause, he told police he'd been caught in a blizzard and was afraid he might freeze to death.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So he felt bad for breaking the home's window. He has been booked into Santa Fe County Jail, faces charging of aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
And criminal stupidity.
And criminal stupidity.
Could have gotten away
God
with that.
Sakes. Rush up, eating the shrimp, and drinking the beer, get out.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Don't ask anybody. Yeah, no, I did it. That's me back there. Me.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you sleep well?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You take some gummies to go to sleep at night.
I have some problems sleeping. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I have problems sleeping.
You had weird hours for 30 years, so it's no wonder, yeah.
But you know what I do is I wake up and then I think, you know what I need? I need a new TV because TV I have is 6-8 years old and it doesn't get all the apps.
Right.
And that's ridiculous and I should upgrade. And so I've wanted one for a couple of years. So then the other night, in the middle of the night, I woke up and it was like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is your old wake up call almost.
Almost, yeah.
That's ill.
I went on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I started doing some research, and I started looking for the best deals on TVs.
Somehow you got
upgrades
to the blow-up dolls instead, and now you've got Bessie at home with you.
Yes, but that's not the point.
Oh, okay.
That is true, and not the point. So the point is you bought stuff in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you
or while you were drunk.
You were just looking.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I was just looking, and I was comparing.
Uh-huh.
And then...
That's always dangerous.
2 days later, there was a television at my front door.
TV, sir!
And I was like, did I buy that?
You didn't remember buying it.
I don't. I remember researching.
Can we get Dr. Drew back on the phone?
You know what the problem is that stupid buy now feature.
Oh, sure.
One touch.
Just look at it wrong and it goes off.
You ordered it. That's it. You get it.
Oh, 15.
It comes to your
quantity,
house.
15.
Right.
So you have 15 TVs now.
That dreaded buy now button is ridiculous.
So you bought something and you didn't remember buying it.
Right.
Even. Yeah. Has that happened very often?
Yes, but on much smaller things. Like I'll get a shirt.
Right.
A t-shirt.
Right.
You know, maybe a pair of running shoes that the most expensive.
Right.
This is the first time I've ever gotten a TV.
Are you happy with your late night purchase?
I love it.
Oh, cool.
Love it.
So you're suggesting...
I picked the right one. I found the right one.
Right.
I just don't remember buying it.
You just don't remember committing.
No. No.
You've said that before, though.
So the question
is... I have said
is,
that before. I don't remember committing.
Stuff you bought in the middle of the night.
Right.
Or while you were drunk. Or...
Right.
And then, hey, surprise, you got a package. What?
And were you happy with
said
package?
Did I order those shoes?
Or no? I don't remember ordering a prostitute. You go ahead and leave now.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You late night shop.
And then our surprise.
You don't remember. And then you get a little surprise in the mail.
Oh, ding dong.
818-955-KLOS. You bought stuff in the middle of the night or perhaps drunk? What's your story?
Yeah, but the other night, I was, like, tired after work. I came home. I was just on Amazon, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, I had not one but two professional $600 paint sprayers on my doorstep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Had you been looking for those? Do you remember looking for those?
Yeah, but I'm not a painter.
Why were you looking at them then?
That's just, you know... I had a project, you know, like DIY stuff. You go on there and you're like, I'm going to get this because I think I could do a better job than hiring somebody.
And you needed two instead of one.
So you could be doing a double fisted.
get the job done twice as fast.
Wow, that is crazy.
Are you happy with your purchase, sir?
I haven't even used it yet.
So, no.
Well, get to it and then get back to us, Banksy.
All right, I'll give you some updates.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The most recent one that happened was actually 2 weeks ago. We were listening to the Cockatoo Twins.
Yeah.
And then I recently, like 3 days ago in Amazon, I got a package, and it was the Cockatoo Twins vinyl. And I was like, oh, I ordered this when I was drunk.
But that's not a negative, right? You wanted that.
Yeah, I love it too.
All right.
Yeah, so.
But it's probably pretty expensive, wasn't it? Was it fairly expensive?
It was actually $35, and it came from the UK.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I love them. If it's Bluebell Noel, I'll buy it off you for $15.
Yes, treasure.
All right. 818-955-KLOS.
Unite or drunk shop? So let's try that again.
And are you happy with your night?
Unite
shopping?
Or drunk shop?
I have actually not bought anything, but I do have a strict rule. In the middle of the night, if I'm drunk or it's really late at night or whatever, if I can't drive, if I'm too wasted or whatever to drive, then I don't do social media. So as a result,
that's smart.
Yeah, I've never bought anything in the middle of the night.
I've made many a mistake on social media in the middle of the night, especially at Coachella. That has been brutal. Sometimes I think I'm texting.
Right. Oh, I love your text. Kat used to show me your drunken text.
Sometimes I would tweet them, though.
Yes.
And
yes,
people would go,
even
yes,
better.
Keep going. Let's see what you got.
But now you're buying TVs in the middle of the night.
Well,
huh?
Listen, it's a TV that I needed for the last couple of years, and I was doing a lot of research, and I ended up pulling the trigger.
All of a sudden, it's just there. Your
while
door.
I was sleeping, and it was at my door 2 days later, and it's great. I'm happy with it, but I would. It sort of worries me a little bit that I was able to make that purchase in the middle of the night.
Without remembering,
right?
Right.
So that's the topic at 818-955-KLOS. What did you buy in the middle of the night?
I bought an autographed poster of my in your mouth.
Who autographed it?
Lego.
Lego. Did he? Okay.
That guy sucked. I wonder if that was a David Bowie song. I wonder.
Yes. That was a David Bowie song.
Ha!
Slugo does that.
Ha! I didn't
all
know.
The down. Time.
What?
Off the air.
Do what?
He'll ask a question that the lyrics will then answer.
No, that can't be right.
And it's not annoying at all.
No, that wouldn't be.
You know how we do the KLOS Cash Cow and people win $2,000 every day?
Yeah, like every single day, Monday through Friday, we're giving away $2,000.
I don't feel like we've made a big enough deal out of the fact that people are winning $2,000 a day.
Yeah.
So we should call, what's the first name of yesterday's winner?
Well, it's Jackson or Jason. I can't
How's
really read the writing here. J-A-X-O-N.
Jackson?
From Joshua Tree.
Jackson Jason?
Sure, why not?
Let's call him.
You want to call him?
Yeah.
All right, let's call him. The wrong number.
What is happening? That's way too many numbers.
The number
that'll never
here.
Ring.
It's the number. Oh, that's written. Is it Joshua Tree a long distance call? Very long distance.
There it is. Answering machine.
Please leave your message.
Hey, Jackson Jason?
Jason Jackson.
We don't know your name. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And we're trying to get a hold of you about winning $2,000 yesterday.
$2,000 you won!
So if you could put down the peyote pipe, is that what they do?
Yeah, Joshua Tree, a little bit of peyote.
Peyote? If you could put down the peyote and give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Give me some cash, Joshua.
You can buy some more peyote. Jackson?
Jason!
I think it's Jackson.
Jason, Jason, and Joshua Tree.
Hasn't called back. We wanted to ask him about winning $2,000 yesterday.
Yeah, he won $2,000 yesterday. Hold on, the phone is ringing.
Yeah.
Hello, KLOS.
Logo?
Yes.
Did I win?
No, we're not doing the contest right now. We were just trying to call the winner.
Oh,
hey, language.
Oops, sorry.
For God's sake, you can't say just willy-nilly.
Shocked by the two of you. Unbelievable.
Kev Dog, I'm yes. sorry. Happy birthday, though.
Thank you.
You got quite
belated
the spanking yesterday.
I know it was
yesterday.
It was yesterday. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And be sure to text the word, what is the word this hour? Burbank to 68683 this hour to be just like Jason or Jackson or whatever the hell his name is and win $2,000.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay, love you, boys.
Thank you.
Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Russians plan melancholy version of Instagram after ban. This is hilarious.
Okay.
Because Putin has shut down Instagram.
Right.
In Russia, because he's trying to control all the information.
And he doesn't like the mean things they're saying about him.
And so somebody else has come up with a black and white melancholy alternative to Instagram. That asks users to post sad pictures of themselves. It may launch in Russia this week, its creator said. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, Instagram noir.
Starting March 14th, Russia restricted access to Instagram, and that is 80 million people. Instagram said the decision to block it came March 14th. Although people can still sometimes access the photo sharing platform using a VPN, but a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Sure, so for the
most part, people are not going to be able to use it. So they have come up with something called Grusnogram, which in English is Sadgram.
Sadgram.
They should call it Emogram.
Yeah, Emogram.
Sadgram.
Oh, maybe they don't know about emo in Russia. Wouldn't that be nice? Can you imagine?
So here's the definition of this service.
Okay.
Post sad pictures of yourself. Show this to your sad friends. Be sad together.
So I want to see the sad dog. You know.
What a great idea.
Yes, that's brilliant. That's totally.
An image of the app's planner user interface showed a woman in a fur coat standing in front of St. Basil's Cathedral. And just sad, with a little tear. Sadgram. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That is brilliant.
Sources say that they expect the application to appear on Google Play by the end of the week and later in the App Store.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to subscribe to that.
Sadgram.
I want to watch that.
I want to subscribe to that anyway.
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yeah.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it.
In Monroe, I believe Louisiana, a group of current and former town residents came to the town council chambers Tuesday night to unveil the contents of a time capsule.
Oh, I love those.
I do, too, in general.
Yeah.
This time capsule was from 30 years ago.
That's not a time capsule.
It's not really a lot changed in the last.
Not really.
There were thank you letters, stick figure drawings, large illustrations of monsters.
Oh, cool. Now that's important.
Photographs, a friendship bracelet, a small pink comb, an apron. Leaflets, old newspaper clippings were all scattered in the 30-year-old PVC container that was buried.
From 1992.
Well, here's what I found interesting, because this was before the internet.
Okay, right, sure.
Do you remember before the internet? It's hard.
I am really hard-pressed to think that, to figure out what movie we were going to do. We called the movie phone guy.
Yes, agreed.
You know, or to see what, was on TV. I had to watch that stupid scroll for an hour and a half before your channel came up.
I have one example that was directly related to the internet, and that is when I started working in Los Angeles, we would go get the USA Today.
Oh, yeah.
And we would walk upstairs.
Sure.
And we would open it to the life section and say, what should we do today?
For all my music stuff, I used to go to, I can't even remember, Barnes & Noble or something. They had a lot of international magazines and newspapers. So I would grab those, New Music Express and that kind of stuff.
You weren't able to find anything.
No, there wasn't.
Before the internet.
No way.
So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number if you remember the pre-internet days. And how did it affect you? And how has your life changed?
You know, my mom actually totally hated the internet, mainly because my sister would use it to prove her wrong on a regular basis.
That's a huge thing.
It took a long time to figure out why she didn't like instant answers.
Yeah.
We're like, but now you can find out immediately with the internet. And she's like, yeah, she's just proving me wrong.
I don't like it because when we started, we could say anything and a few people would say, those guys are dumb.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Now everyone could look it up.
That's wrong!
Now everyone can look it up and say you're an idiot. So I don't love the fact-checking part of it with what we say.
Yeah. I had so much more trouble to find your prawn, your free porn. You know, back in the day. That was terrible.
Remember with the, was it 16.6, 28.8, whatever that first speed was with the modem?
Oh, dial up.
And you'd try to download a picture and it took a day and a half.
Oh, I can almost see the nips now. That's pretty exciting.
But before the internet, what is your main memory of life before being able to look everything up?
I used
to have to go, for example, of course, when I went to the high school in the early 1900s, I used to have to go to a library.
Right. I remember
those. To get references.
Yeah, exactly.
And look stuff up and try and figure out.
Books.
Yes.
Like paper things.
God forbid, books.
Yeah, I know, right?
818-955-KLOS, the pre-internet days.
I certainly wasn't eating food in the back of the
room. No, of course not. No. We were talking about a group of people who buried a time capsule in 1992. And just dug it up.
And are you supposed to wait 100 years or something?
It's not really a valid test, although it made me think that was before the internet.
Yeah,
the internet was the late 90s.
Yeah. We had our first email in 98 or 99, something like that.
I remember so clearly having to get the USA Today.
Oh, yeah.
And look up the life section and trying to figure out what to talk about.
Yeah, how would you find anything? What were you saying about getting tickets, too?
Oh, yeah. People used to have to, and a lot of people remember this, they used to have to stand in line outside of a Macy's or a record store or something like that.
Yep.
And overnight.
Yeah.
And get tickets to some of the concerts.
As opposed to just getting online.
So
and getting
Grandpa in. Wants to know what the pre-internet days were like. What are the pre-internet days
yeah,
like?
Yeah, how did you find stuff back in the day?
LA Weekly was my go-to.
The LA Weekly for news? Or for the porn on the back.
For the concerts, for what gigs we're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, those days are different.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd have to plan out what you were going to do. You're going to go down to 7-Eleven or wherever to buy it, and then you're going to drive home, and then you're going to open it, and then you're going to, I mean, sheesh. You can do it
a lot of work.
8 seconds now.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello, pre-internet.
Well, hi, this is Nadine from Inglewood. I went to UCLA, so we had the Daily Bruin, Sam Goody's in Westwood, and all those movie theaters. So from Thursday through Sunday, it was right there within, like, 2 blocks.
You were almost as fast back then with without the internet as you are now.
Did you talk as fast then?
Yes.
Right on.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm glad the world has caught up with you.
Right?
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
LA Weekly.
LA Weekly, LA Weekly again, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
For what specifically?
All the bands, a million bands in there.
But you had to, like, see a flyer for a concert to know that they were playing.
Oh, yeah. Down on Sunset Strip, they'd start fires. You couldn't walk through them. They were so thick.
Yep.
That's true.
I hear you. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Pre-internet days. I can remember having to travel for work and had to get directions from the rental car.
Oh, yeah. Directions, right. How were you with the Thomas guide back in the day? I was expert at it. I miss it.
Oh, God.
You don't miss the Thomas guide. That was the worst.
Compared to, like, Waze, I guess I don't.
No.
I just remember I'd have to really struggle when I would travel.
Yeah, totally. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Pre-internet days, Frank. Oops.
This time I turn on your damn microphone early, and you're not there.
Listen.
You bastard.
We are not professionals.
No, that's a
fact. It's 95.5? I was going to say 99. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the pre-internet times.
Okay, this is Daniel from Chino Hills. Back in the day, in the 70s, when I wanted to learn the scores of Major League ball games, I would call the Orange County Register, ask them to hook me up to the sports department so I could get the scores instead of waiting until the newspaper the next day.
That is right. I totally forgot about that huge delay in finding out sports results.
Were they cool with you doing that? Do they always hook you up and give you the info?
Oh, yeah. I was Daniel from Anaheim. They knew me by name. I called all the time.
Oh, that's they funny. Hated you, Daniel. They were like, who asked to talk to Daniel today?
Just wait until the internet shows up.
Man.
You don't call anymore.
Thank you, Daniel.
Dude, yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Good, pre-internet days.
Yes, how about the Thomas Brother guide?
Yeah, I love that. That was the worst. I don't know why Sluggo says he loved it.
I did, I liked it.
It was like a 50,000-page tome.
Yeah, and it was also trash. Mine was like, because I had a bug and it had a hole in the bottom, so it was all wet and yucky. How good were you at with the Thomas guide?
Oh, not really all that good.
Oh, really?
You know,
Nobody was, including Sluggo, who claims he was.
How dare you, sir? Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, pre-internet.
Yeah, how about the joy of college, getting on and off a bus with a 25-pound Olivetti typewriter in my right hand and a bunch of expensive books I couldn't afford that were very heavy in my left?
Wow, that's crazy. That's a typewriter. True. Remember a typewriter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My niece had no idea what it was. She's like, what's that thing in Grandma's closet that looks like a keyboard?
That's like at least five times more than a laptop weighs.
Yeah,
no 100%.
Kidding. 100%.
Oh, and you had to go to a library to write your papers?
Yep, and the librarian was the gatekeeper back then.
They were all-knowing and all-powerful.
That's true.
They could give you the fuzzy eyeball.
I love that drink. Don't tell me what to do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In great news in Ukraine, a veterinarian from Poland risked his life for, so far, 3 trips to Ukraine to find animals left behind.
Dogs, cats, goats. And you said there's a way to actually help him out with that.
There is. And I promised that I would post that link at Kevin and Sluggo. And I did not.
But I will. Damn it. Get to it.
I will do it now.
Nice.
Also, I'd like to mention that Mike Catherwood and I do a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube or any streaming platform, if you would look that up.
Very entertaining stuff.
Comedian Lewis Black joined us. He's finally coming to town October 15th at the Orpheum. You can get tickets on his site at lewisblack.com.
And I was surprised. He was a little bit angry.
He will yell F at, the F word at you many times. And it's so entertaining.
It's rules.
And if people are dumb, a guy in Santa Fe, New Mexico, broke into a house, took a shower, lay down for a nap, and was caught eating shrimp and drinking beer when the owners came home.
Hi! Welcome home!
Welcome home!
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
No, hold on a second. Listen, I hear a cow. Hark! What sound is that I hear yonder? The sound of a cow? The sound of
moolah.
Oh yeah, moolah. The sound of moolah. That's what I'm hearing. 2K. The number and the letter 2K is what you need to text right now. 2K to 68683. That's 2K to 68683 for your shot to win 2K today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win pretty much at the 20s every single hour till about 10 o'clock tonight.
You autographed it? That's weird.
I did. I don't remember doing it. Must have been in the middle of the night.
818-955 KLOS if you have those stories. For this.
Moolah.
If you'd like moolah.
Moolah.
If you would like moolah, perhaps.
You should text the word Burbank to 68683. That's Burbank, as in beautiful downtown, to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
Standard messaging rates apply.
Ha-ha, you have to do it.
And you have more shots to win on the 20. Of every hour.
See, that's hard to say.
10 p.m. Good luck. Oh.
Look who's here.
Cattle.
Delicious.
Moolah.
I'll take a steak, please.
Moolah.
The KLOS Cash Cow is only offering money.
Ah.
Sorry.
Damn it, cow.
This hour, text the word Frank, F-R-A-N-K, to 68683. That's Frank to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good.
I'm sorry, what did you say your husband's name is?
Michael Jackson. Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, what's your last name?
Brown. And my brother is named James Brown. And my dad, God bless his soul, was Jerry Brown.
I was calling about having a famous person's name.
Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, my name's Rudy Valentino.
Greg Allman.
Greg Allman!
Greg Allman's calling in. All right.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have the name of someone famous?
Yes, sir. Rick James.
I'll bet you've seen some social posts about it today. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Beatles got together for the photo session that would end up being the cover of Sgt. Pepper. The original early version of the Sex Pistols played their very first show on this day in rock in 1976 at the 100 Club in London. Did you go to the Division Bell tour back in 1994? It was on this day in rock in 1994 in Miami that Pink Floyd began that particular world tour.